So far as we know, there's no app yet to try to aid a marriage that's in trouble. Counseling remains the traditional option, but many people are reluctant to go. Relationship know-it-alls, Harville Hendricks and Helen Hunt, no, not that Helen Hunt, know that some people are reluctant to talk to a therapist, so they hold mass marriage counseling sessions all across Dallas. Lauren Silverman from member station KERA reports on a unique kind of couples counseling.
Anyone else by themselves?
At a church in South Dallas, long the city's poorest part of town, a room is packed with hundreds of couples. They're sitting, holding hands, staring into each other's eyes.
So how many of you came because you just wanted to be here?
That's Harville Hendricks, joking with the crowd to ease tension. Most of the hands shoot up in response to his question. Then he asks, how many people were dragged here?
How many of you are the draggies?
Hendricks is a silver-haired, 78-year-old self-help guru who sold millions of books dissecting why couples fight. Now he and his wife, Helen LaKelly Hunt, are traveling to schools and places of worship across Dallas giving free workshops in English and Spanish.
Una cosa que yo aprecio de ti.
Gabby Palma is here practicing telling her partner what she appreciates about him, how he wakes up early every day to go to work as a contractor. His role is to listen and act like a mirror, repeating what he hears.
Déjame ver si entendí.
Another skill is what Hendricks calls the safe conversation.
So we in the safe conversation help couples learn how to talk. And as they talk in this way, they begin to relax.
Gabby Palma says the technique has helped her and Luis. Their relationship had become violent and she moved out with the kids.
We were really scared that my husband would be locked up, my children would be taken away, and our family would have been completely destroyed just because we did not know how to communicate in an effective way.
You are amazing!
Loud affirmations and hugging requirements are also part of these workshops, which makes them seem campy. Here's what one mainstream academic thinks of this approach.
It's respectable mainstream work. It's not flaky or goofy.
Bill Doherty is a marriage therapist and professor of family and social science at the University of Minnesota. He says techniques like safe conversations aren't revolutionary, but Harville and Hunt package them well.
These are structured, sensitive ways to get into and stay with a delicate conversation.
So the first thing is to your partner.
Workshop participant Daryl Young says he uses listening and empathy skills so he doesn't repeat the violent mistakes of his first marriage.
We fought every weekend. Grand Prairie Police knew us by name. That's how bad it was. At that time, all I knew was be heavy-handed, force her to listen to you.
Here's Young's second wife, Kayla.
The first years of our marriage, guess who I was? I was mama, just always aggressive, like, oh, well, you know what? I don't need you, because that's what I saw. A woman married five times equates to I don't need a man.
Skeptics might see this as a publicity stunt, a way to sell more books. Harville and Hunt both reject that idea.
No, the books have been sold. You know, so.
No, the fact is we really care about this whole city, and Harville had the idea of taking what is in the therapy office that people have to pay a lot of money for and make it even simple and disseminating it into the culture.
Therapist Bill Doherty also doubts it's about money.
These folks, they have a high profile. You know, Harville's been on Oprah more than any other human being except Dr. Phil, I think. And they have more money than they need. And they're, you know, they're getting older. I think this is a legacy project for them.
The couple has spent thousands of dollars on four workshops so far, and they have at least three more in the works. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.